The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
9 out of 10 asylum seekers whose requests for international protection were assessed using a fast-track procedure had their claims rejected by the state. This is according to the internal Department of Justice briefings, as reported in the Irish Times this morning. So does it mean that the system is working, or is it telling us another story? Cathal Malone, immigration lawyer, is head of legal research at Thomas Coughlin & Co Solicitors and is on the line. Good morning, Cathal.
Good morning, Claire.
How do you see this headline?
Well, I mean, for the department, it's certainly working, in inverted commas, in the sense that obviously, first of all, they have massively sped up the system. And that's what this is all about. And obviously, the quicker they can get people through and in their mind, get them out, then the less it's going to cost them in accommodation, subsistence, that kind of thing. And as we know, there's been a big pressure in terms of accommodating international protection applicants over the last number of years, particularly since COVID. The second thing is that, I mean, this was actually done as a pilot in advance of the coming into effect of the pact, EU pact on migration and asylum, which came into effect just a couple of weeks ago, as a kind of a proof of concept to see could they operate within the very strict timelines under the pact. They're viewing it as a success story that shows that they can do that. Now, the flip side of it is that, I mean, I would say, and a lot of people in civil society groups, a lot of immigration lawyers and NGOs would say, that what's actually happening here is that by speeding the process up to the degree to which they have, people are not getting a fair crack of the whip or a fair chance to present their claim. So it's hardly surprising that if you do things at this sort of breakneck speed, that you're going to have a much higher rate of rejections.
Okay, I suppose it's material to know as well that this procedure applies to cases where the asylum seeker is from a country that has been deemed safe by Ireland, or where they made an asylum claim earlier in another EU country. So they're very specific cases, aren't they?
Or if they presented using fake documents, or if they destroyed or lost their documents in the way here, or if they're from a country where the rate of approval across Europe over the previous 6 months from that country was below 20%. So it's actually quite a high number of people. It's probably the majority of people who would be applying, because as the listeners may know, you cannot apply for an asylum visa to come to Ireland to claim asylum. You can't apply at an Irish embassy abroad. The only way that you can apply for asylum or international protection in Ireland is to physically be here. And so if you're coming from a war-torn country and you want to claim asylum in Ireland, the only way that you can do so essentially is to get here, as the minister would say, unlawfully. And that would require the use of, for example, false documentation, etc.
And if you are refused asylum under this 12-week process, have you a right to appeal?
So you do have a right to appeal, but it's within the 12 weeks. So what actually happens is your first instance decision is within 6 weeks of applying, and your appeal decision is within another six. And I mean, that is incredibly fast. I mean, the Times this morning is reporting that in one particular case, a man applied for asylum on day one and his deportation order was signed on day 42. Now, people might well say, look, you've been complaining for years that things are taking 7, 8, 10 years to determine. Mm-hmm. How can you now complain that things are being sped up? But to do things that quickly is obviously raising a huge host of issues. And the first and most important, I think, for people is their ability to access proper or indeed any legal advice. Because the way the system used to work would be that you'd go into the International Protection Office and say, I need to apply for asylum. They'd take some basic details and then you would be given a questionnaire that was 50 or 60 pages long to go and take away and fill out. And that was kind of the basis of your claim. You would then take that to a solicitor provided by the Legal Aid Board. They would help you fill it out. They would gather medical reports that you might need, for example, to show that if you had scars from torture. They would gather psychological reports. They would help you to get documentation that you had left behind you when you fled, or to get replacement documentation to prove that you were who you said you were. And they'd do legal submissions and, you know, put together a case as you might expect a lawyer would do. And then you would be called for an interview some months later where you'd be asked to flesh out your claim, but with the benefit of all of this stuff that your lawyer helped you do. Under the current system, you go in on day one, they take the details, they then give you the questionnaire to fill out on your lap in English. Here's a biro, or here's an iPad to do it on. You have to do that on your lap with the benefit of no legal advice. And then as you leave, you're given a letter giving you the date for your interview, which would be about 10 days from that day, giving you that sort of 10 days to then go and try and find a lawyer and say, I've already made the application. Here's the questionnaire I filled out. in my second or third language without the benefit of legal advice? And can you try and get me all these supports and reports and stuff? And of course, that's practically impossible. And so it's no wonder then that the rejection rate is so high.
So you're saying it's an unfair system?
I am.
So, but the department is saying, you know, in this internal memo that the Irish Times got through Freedom of Information, that it is showing that costs are reducing in terms of accommodation. And it is their target to do it within 12 weeks. And they've proven that they can do it in 12 weeks. So it looks as though they're going to forge ahead with this.
Well, they're going to have to forge ahead at this point in any event, simply because we've signed up to the EU pact and the timelines are provided in that pact. But there's a couple of notes of caution here in terms of their ability to deliver on it. One is that this pilot had just less than 2,300 people in it. Now, we're looking at the moment in terms of numbers applying in Ireland in excess of 10,000. So they picked a subset of people to rush through quickly and are now saying that because they could get less than 2,300 people through in a year at that speed, and I'd say unfairly, but they still got them through at that speed, they're now saying that they can scale that up to whatever number is required. And even the department's internal report says there will be challenges at scale. One of those big challenges, as I've said, is the provision of any legal advice or representation. And the Legal Aid Board at a conference in January of this year said that in terms of the resourcing the department have given them to try and make this work, the exact quote was that it was pushing an organization on the verge of perpetual crisis to actual collapse. And the department's solution to this has been to say that when people go into City West, which is the new application center for asylum applications, they'll be shown some YouTube videos or PowerPoint presentations that the department have put together saying, here are your legal rights and here is how the process works. And that's somehow going to be a substitute for actually meeting with the solicitor.
Mm-hmm. And just on the solicitor and on the legal side of this, we've all seen the dispute over the changes to free legal aid and the fees that are going to be paid to solicitors or are being paid to solicitors from the 1st of July. Is that row affecting legal aid and representation for the people we're talking about this morning, the international protection applicants?
Not currently. So the current row that's going on is in respect of the fees paid in criminal legal aid. And I think the reason why solicitors have come out so vociferously against the cuts to criminal legal aid and the introduction of a one flat fee is because that's already been done in terms of family law legal aid. And a lot of solicitors have just had to come off the family law legal aid panel because the rates are so low. And now it's affecting crime. And given the massive increase in the volume of work and the massive shortening of the time in which to do it without an increase in the rates, I could see that you would have a dispute going to the future with the minister over the legal aid in this area. I mean, the fact of the matter is, obviously, you know, more money for lawyers is never popular with anybody. But I mean, even in terms of the criminal legal aid, it's less than 1% of the Department of Justice's budget. I mean, the minister says, oh, we're paying 40 million euro a year. I mean, if we look at, you know, any other area of state expenditure, whether it's Garda overtime or God knows another week of the Children's Hospital, 40 million euro for an entire legal aid system is a very, very small number. And if we're quibbling over that in respect to the most vulnerable in society, then we've possibly lost our way somewhat.
Well, he seems, according to what I read at the weekend, absolutely steadfast on holding his line, the minister, on this issue. He is not for turning.
Well, I've always thought it's a little bit peculiar that an Irish Minister for Justice would use a Margaret Thatcher line in their defence. But in terms of what the minister is doing, I mean, it's not even that the Law Society or the solicitors in Ireland have come forward with a number in terms of the criminal legal aid. All they've asked for is actual engagement. I mean, the department presented the criminal legal aid changes as a fait accompli. And he said, now, would you like to give me a response as to, you know, what you think about this? But by the way, it's coming in as I've described, mm-hmm. which isn't actually consultation. And what's going to happen here is, as you've seen over the last week in particular, but, you know, to a lesser extent over the 2 weeks before that, huge numbers of criminal legal aid solicitors have just withdrawn their services. And from the 1st of July, when this new scheme came in, people have actually just resigned from the criminal legal aid panel. So they now couldn't take the work if they wanted to. And the result is, I mean, there was an arrest this morning for murder where I gather that there is no solicitor representing the person in court because solicitors just aren't available to do it. And obviously that's going to have an effect on cases going into the future. There's already a massive backlog and it's only going to get worse.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Cathal, thanks for your time this morning. That's Cathal Malone there, who is Head of Legal Research at Thomas Coughlin and Co. Solicitors.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.